Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We'll get his side and her side. We'll get it straight. It's Slacker and Steve's Great Mate Debate.
You know, Steve, I would really like our show to be known as the show that crushes dreams.
Okay, yes.
And that's what we're going to do today.
Yay!
Dream Crushers! It's a Great Mate Debate about dreams and when you should
crush them.
Or go for them.
Okay.
We got Joey and Jillian, and I believe Joey's going first. Joey? Joey? Are you there? Oh, no.
He's crushing our dreams.
Joey, are you there?
Oh, we can barely hear you, Joey. Hang on, man.
On hold, see if Little D can get a better connection. Let's let Jillian go first. Jillian, are you there?
Yay!
Oh,
good. Tell us what's going on.
Yay!
Yeah.
Okay, so me and my husband, Joey, we've been talking a lot about our future and, you know, where we're at in our careers. So Joey is a writer, and he's a really great writer. He's done some, like, smaller stuff, and it's been published, but not anything like super huge. But he recently wrote this sci-fi movie script, which is super great. He has not written a lot of movies, so a super exciting new thing. And it's a good script. It is really good.
Hold on, Jillian. I think we have Joey back, so we'll let him pick it up from there. So you've got Joey, are you there?
Yeah.
So you've got a sci-fi script you've written. And what happens now?
Yes, I have a sci-fi script that I've written, and I just given it to Hollywood, and I'm hoping that they're going to make a movie out of it.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, the next step is I just really want to get this movie going so me and Jillian can have some money, you know, for the future.
So what do you want to do right now, Joey?
Yeah.
Do you want to go to LA? What's your plan?
Yeah, I want to go to Hollywood, and I want to talk to some producers about pitching the idea for my film, you know. I know, like, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, you know, when they did Good Will Hunting, you know, a lot of people were kind of skeptical about their film, and they persevered, and, you know, they got a movie out of it, so I think I got something really good. I really got something good.
No, that's cool.
Jillian, why don't you jump in here and tell us why you, I mean, you preface this whole thing by saying he's a great writer, so do you believe in this?
Yes, I love my husband. I love you, Joey.
I understand.
You know, I don't think that we need to go to L.A. and pitch this script. You know, I think that
you don't need to go. I'm going to go to L.A. I'm going to pitch a script.
I know, but like maybe try to make it like an indie film first, like get some backing, like in our hometown, like. You know, it's just kind of a lot.
No, babe, we got to go to Hollywood. We got to go straight to Hollywood. We got to go to Paramount. We need a production. We need money. We're going to do this.
So people make films not always at those big studios. Like, you don't need a big studio to make a film, you know? Like,
I know you're worried about money, but, you know, I got to give this a shot. I got to go to Hollywood. I got to go to Hollywood, and I got to pitch this idea.
How long have you guys been married, Jillian?
We've been married like 4 years.
Okay. And did you know that he had aspirations of being a writer the whole time?
It's not like we have kids, babe. You know, come on.
Like, of course, I knew he was a writer. But you know, I mean, he just kind of recently got into like movies and kind of on this Hollywood binge. So it's it's been a little bit of a turn from what movies he was
where
doing.
It's at. You know, no one's going to buy books anymore. Movies are where it's at.
Okay.
People buy books on Kindle. You can buy electronic books. There are still libraries.
You want to burn your retinas out.
Okay. All right. So the debate here is to go to Hollywood. Is this, do you have the money to do this, guys, or is this just about you not wanting?
I saved up some money for my books. I don't know if you guys.
Oh, I think we lost.
We keep losing Joey. But Jillian, do you have the money?
No, we don't realistically have that money. Like we have a savings account, but like. I don't want to drain our savings account, Joey. Like, it's not for that. It's for...
It's not going to get drained. It's not going to get drained. It's not. I've saved up some money.
All right.
Okay.
But that's our money.
Yeah. This is... Joey is so bright-eyed. He's so...
I love everything about his enthusiasm.
Yeah,
I got these dreams. I can't work no normal jobs, guys. I got these dreams. I got to push these...
And that's cool, man. But it's not just if it was just you, it'd be
we'd be like helping you pack the U-Haul,
right?
Dude.
But it's Jillian's life too, and it sounds like she's trying to be supportive, but doesn't want to go.
And I want to have a family soon.
Yeah.
You know, like we have to start prepping for that. You can't just be like, oh, I have a baby and I have all this money now. Like, you know, you have to.
Right, I understand. I just gotta try this out though. You know, and then you know.
Dang.
I don't know. Okay. I know that we've been arguing and debating about this for some time now.
All right, here's what we're gonna do. Hang tight, guys. We're gonna get you a jury or
either going to
a
Hollywood
studio.
Or,
I think we've got Miramax. So I'm
okay,
going to
hang on, dude.
Isn't that Harvey Weinstein's old company?
Well, hang on.
I should have picked any company, but that one. Huh?
Wow.
Warner.
There we go.
20th Century Fox.
But see, he's like, if you're gonna shoot, he's going for the top, but. And she can't be honest in front of him, I think. I don't think she's as... She wants to say you suck, but...
She wants... Yeah. Maybe when we come back, we'll ask... I don't know how... She's never going to be able to answer that, truthfully.
Yeah.
But if... Here's the thing.
But she sounds like she's supportive.
If she's the reason he doesn't go, he'll resent her forever. But if he does go and doesn't get anywhere and blows their whole savings, she'll resent him forever.
And it's his dream shot. I get it, but he's so bright-eyed and dreamy about
he's already knows the studio and he's got the backing. He's got all the lingo down. It's just his sci-fi script. Here's the thing, guys. What if Joey's it? What if Joey's legit the next Tarantino?
Sure, and that's awesome.
It's possible.
Yeah, that's where Tarantino and all the other ones came from. Is they were all
from
in
nobody.
This position. Yeah, they were all.
You had to be nobody.
They had their Jillians too that want to be sensible and logical. You know what? He's being emotional and
she's being the logical one. So I guess it's up to you guys. Does Joey get to go to L.A. and pitch the crud out of his sci-fi flick? Or does Jillian get to control the purse strings and say, let's go about it a little more low-key, not quite so gung-ho, marching in and pounding down the doors of Paramount. Joey, Jillian, we're going to grab some jury members. You can feel free to jump in if you need to, if you don't like what they're saying or you do. Mike?
Yay.
Yay.
How's it going? I'm going for Joey on this. And no hard feelings, Jillian, but here's the thing. If you guys don't have children now and you want to do a family, now is the time to do it. Especially if you're young enough to do so. You have a dream like that, you have to go ahead and at least give it a shot. You only get one chance in this life. You got to go for it. You got to go all in. And you know what? If Joey doesn't do this, he will resent you down the road. Jillian, if you truly love him, you'll forgive him and you'll get through it.
Wow.
Put down the if you truly card. How do you feel about that?
Look, I get it, but like I also don't want to go into debt. Doing this because it takes a long time to get out of debt. And if he puts us in debt, I will also resent him for that.
Yeah.
So
for sure. Then you got to have a plan about the best execution to make this happen. But he will resent it.
Yeah.
So
thank you for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. Randy.
Yay.
Yay.
My vote is going towards the wife, towards Jillian.
Okay.
And my reason is because when I hear the husband say that he just has to do this, it feels selfish rather than a unit or rather than togetherness.
Oh.
And so That's where my vote goes.
Just because it sounds like he's...
Yeah, it's kind of... But it doesn't have to be. If he's going to succeed at this, it kind of has
to
be.
But if you're going to be successful, wouldn't you want your partner there the whole time?
Oh, yeah.
You
do.
Being there.
That's right.
You. I wouldn't want to have to come home and tell the story. I want you to be there with me so that I can tell you the whole time.
Wow.
Thank you for the call, Randy. Appreciate it. Matt.
Yeah. So my vote's towards Joey. I care completely what his wife is saying. It makes total sense. But if you're going to go through and always be, you know, safe this entire life, you're never going to, like, really figure out who you are as a person and what you can actually reach. And I think if she can just go and do this without really taking a dent out of their savings, maybe take a little bit just to get you there and back. But if you can fund yourself and find a creative way to fund this dream.
So if he gets a job in L.A. as a server or something while he's banging on doors, as long as it doesn't keep dipping into their savings.
Right. Definitely. Even if he has, like, lifts on the side, like, there's no way he can fund it by himself while he's out there.
Yeah, that's a good point. God, wow.
Thank you. Let's take one more, and then we're going to get the verdict in. Tim.
Yai. So I got a friend who went to UC Denver. He's been trying to get in the film business for about 10 years, so my vote's for... Julian hasn't broken through. He's made a couple indie films. They're great. He's an amazing writer, amazing director, and he just hasn't had.
Yeah,
it's tougher than it looks. I mean, you can sit there and say, I mean, this kid's got the education and everything on the phones. What you've heard so far is a tie, but and it is a really super close vote. You guys, what's Facebook look like, Steve?
They're saying go pursue your dreams.
Oh my God!
Yes.
Well, unfortunately for you, Joey, Facebook's just a little fun add-on to the side. The phones are what counts, and Jillian won.
Oh,
sorry.
Yes. Oh God.
So
is there? Then there's really no count. You can't.
I mean,
you could keep writing and stuff. Maybe send stuff in, but yeah, maybe not moving. And
Jillian, are you really okay?
Make an indie. I was gonna say, why don't we make the indie film first, and then send the idea. Like, email it to Hollywood.
Nice. You're still being supportive.
Okay, and then we can maybe just take a trip to Hollywood.
Okay.
Just a week. Shopping it around.
A couple weeks.
We'll talk. But I think I think that this is the better option. I still love you. I still support you.
Nice.
And I want you to follow your dreams. But
Joey.
I also don't want to go broke.
For real, if you need actors or just people like... Just background dudes, we would totally be in your movie.
Yeah, maybe I can call it.
We'll glob onto your dream.
Me and Steve, we want to be in your sci-fi movie. So.
Okay, cool. I'll call you guys.
All right, yeah. Oh, my God. He just gave us the Hollywood blow-off. Did you hear that? If you still want to vote for this guy or maybe go fund his sci-fi project, hit up the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.